97.7 and 106.1 WEXT. That's a snippet of a song that Lucas Garrett is going to be performing, is putting together and sort of making ready for performance for the Cooper's Cave Composers Consortium. That's happening Friday, October 10th at the Strand Theater in Hudson Falls. And on the phone with me is Lucas Garrett. Hi, Lucas.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
Good, good. So, Lucas, this is the fourth year of you guys doing these original music concerts, right?
You know, it's either the third or the fourth. The consortium was founded in 2022 by Chandler and Reed and Auntie Miller. And it was not long before John Benware became attached to the group as a wizard of many talent and co-producer. And we just continued to grow from there.
Now, how did you get involved with the consortium?
I have known Auntie Miller for, we went to the same high school. We were in different years. But he and I have played many shows in and around Slam Theater. And, you know, we continued to talk and work together even after they moved to New York City. One year he said, hey, you want to be a part of this? And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Cool.
And from there it grew.
Let's tell folks what this Cooper's Cave Composers Consortium is. It's a consortium of musicians, right? Composers.
Yes. Yes. And so basically, the CCCC, as we call ourselves, has grown into a thriving and vibrant collective of musicians with the idea and goal to bring fresh and diverse musical voices to the local audiences in and around the Capital Region. And it was founded, like I said, by Auntie Miller and Catherine Reed. It continues to grow every year. But the main hub that it began in was in Glens Falls.
And you have other folks coming from other areas in the 518 now, right?
Yes, yes. And have many new composers this year that are thankfully joining our roster or the event. And they are David Sofel, Mowgli Giannitti, and Steve Johnson.
For this show, which is happening October 10th at the Strand Theater in Hudson Falls, what can folks expect? This is like a showcase, right, of all of your music, right? Everybody's music.
There are many ways that you can market this event, but I would almost urge people that to see this show, to go to it expecting, you know, with no expectation, don't box yourself into what you think this is going to be. Because I can guarantee you, you're not going to hit the mark. We have a wonderful musical variety, though. You know, we didn't have around 14 composers on this concert. My number might be a little bit off. But as many composers there are practically as many genres of music. Anywhere from a sultry soul tune to an operatic aria, because why not perform that in the middle of all this? We have a progressive rock song that I've written. We have something that is in the vein of, if you're familiar with Twin Peaks and David Lynch, I wrote something that is very reminiscent of the composer for that series, Angelo Badalamenti, who worked with David Lynch a lot. And there's a lot of avant-garde stuff, Chris. And then there's your typical Baroque. Maybe not in this concert, but definitely more of your typical classical leanings. So there's a lot of everything in there.
Very simply, I am just so proud of all of the work that has gone into making this concert happen by our members, both new and old. The diversity of programming and styles and genres are certainly like the strongest it's ever been in all five of our concerts. So I really hope that you can join us on October 10th at the Strand in Hudson Falls. Thanks so much.
The Cooper's Cave Composer Consortium, for me, is an opportunity to connect with friends in a shared vision to find each other's voice and create magic for audiences.
The Composer's Consortium has come to mean a great deal to me. Having the concerts to act as a deadline, I've become really inspired to write. Composers are always looking for a reason to write. I've worked with lots of different musical populations, like actors, instrumentalists, singers, teachers. I feel like I found my people in my composer group here. We have some similar characteristics, such as being intense about composing and music, but not really about anything else, so it feels pretty laid back. I think each concert we do seems to be a little better than the previous one, because we set the bar a little higher each time. This coming concert has some really unusual and exciting pieces. I tried something different for this one, which feels risky, but that's what it's about, right? I've written a multimedia piece about the planet Jupiter based on the NASA recordings and photographs of the planets. Among other things, it involves singing bowls.
So again, this is happening at the Strand Theater, Cooper's Cave Composers Consortium. It's Friday, October 10th, starts at 7 o'clock. Folks can go to the Strand Theater's website for more information. But you guys also have a Facebook page, right?
We do, with the very same name.
Sure.
And I didn't want to stress that we also have a ticket link that you can find. You just go to brownpapertickets.com to type our name in, and it will pop right up.
All right, so that at Brown Paper Tickets, and type in Cooper's Cave Composers Consortium. Again, it's Friday, October 10th, Strand Theater. Lucas Garrett, I want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes to sort of go over who this Cooper's Cave Composers Consortium is and what you guys do, and look forward to more stuff from you guys.
If I can just indulge myself for one minute, I would like to quickly rattle off, because none of the players here are more important than any of the other players. And I would like to give a light on every one of them really quick and just go down the list of who we have playing that day. In alphabetical order, it is John Benware, Mark Collier, Adam Foreman, Lucas, Garrett, Mowgli Giannitti, Steve Johnson, Eddie Jowles, Antine Miller, Jonathan Newell, Catherine Reed, Joan Reed, Laura Roth, Emma Lamont, Ben Rowley, David Sofel, Mickey Wadsworth, and Adam York.
Fantastic. That show is going to be Friday, October 10th at the Strand Theater, Cooper's Cave Composers Consortium. Go to Brown Paper Tickets. You can get yourself tickets to that. Hey, Lucas, we're going to leave folks with another little snip of some music. This is from Laura Roth, right?
Correct. It's written by Laura and Huey Cox, the jazz guitar guy. Do you know who he is?
I do not.
He's very cool. Look into him sometime. But the song is called Cosmic Dust. All right?
That sounds like a plan. Thanks, Lucas.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, man.